It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Charles Davis, analyst for NFL Network and for CBS, my esteemed colleague. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you doing? Hi, everyone.
We are doing good.
Charles, you're kind of in enemy territory because I've got to the left of us a former Alabama All-American, and you obviously played at Tennessee. You guys... Amen. Gonna kind of.
It's third Saturday in October.
Let's go.
Okay, and it's on. We're looking forward to it.
I hope you got a stogie ready, man. Because we don't feel very confident in Tuscaloosa. Hopefully you got a stogie ready.
Let me tell you something. Over the last 19, 20 years, you've not felt very confident enough to beat us 17 times. So I'm not too – I love you and appreciate you. You know I respect the heck out of you because it's that type of a rivalry. But for us, that stogie's been awfully elusive, man. It's been awfully elusive.
Fair enough.
We'd like to get our hands on and actually light one up for once because last spring – your softball team came into Knoxville in the Super Regional.
Wow.
We were rated very highly, number 3 in the country. You got us. And your softball team hit stogies in the locker room.
Yeah.
Okay?
They did.
So this is how it goes down in the SEC. So I'm looking forward to a great game. We'll have a great time. Hopefully the Big Orange pulls it off. But I know this, guys, you have to understand, Tennessee and Alabama is a rivalry. Is one of the most respectful rivalries you're ever going to have, despite it actually being pretty darn fierce.
Couldn't agree more. There you go. Could not agree.
Charles, when we look ahead to games this weekend, now with all the trades that have gone down that happened yesterday, I want to get your thoughts just on Devontae Adams now being reunited with Aaron Rodgers, and what will that do, or could it do, for the Jets offense?
You know... It almost feels like I'm going to date myself a little bit. There's a movie called War Games with Matthew Broderick and Ali Sheedy. And if we were getting to nuclear war, we had this big thing called, you know, DEFCON. And as you counted down from 5 to 1, 1 meaning nuclear war was imminent, that's where the Jets are, I think. Like, getting Devontae Adams is DEFCON 1. Like, if it doesn't happen now, I don't know what else you do. You've made every move possible. You went and got Aaron Rodgers. You drafted Garrett Wilson. You've got Breece Hall and Braylon Allen at tailback, and Braylon Allen is a freight train at 20 years old. You jumped up the offensive line, getting Tyron Smith and John Simpson, and drafted Olufa Fashanu. I can go on and on and on, right? Morgan Moses. Defense has been very good for a number of years now. And they keep getting better, although they had a tough time the other night. Troy Aikman said it really well on Monday night, I thought, guys, at the end of that game. I don't know where the Jets go from here. They put everything into it. They fired the coach. They changed the play caller. They beefed up the team. And they still lost at home in a game that they probably should have won. They're 2-4. Devontae Adams comes in with a bad hamstring that I think we all believe will be pretty good this week. And hamstrings will be fine. Will that change everything? I don't know that it changes everything, but I know this. Garrett Wilson is not going to be overly excited about the loss of targets. I'm just telling you right now, I've not talked to him. I've spent no time with him. I've just observed. Last 2 weeks, it's been 23 targets, and I think high teens on Monday night. I don't think he's going to be overly thrilled to all of a sudden have his targets be in single digits. And that might be where we're headed. This is going to be interesting to watch. To me, Tiffany and guys, Amari Cooper going to Buffalo was the biggest move because that takes all the pressure off of Khalil Shakir, who is a good slot receiver and has become the go-to guy. Dalton Kincaid, the tight end, who they've tried to, you know, who's a good seam runner. Dawson Knox, second tight end. And Keon Coleman, who was their number one, their top draft pick, even though he went in the second round, he's not a wide receiver one. And I don't believe he ever will be a wide receiver one. But he can be an excellent two. And now Cooper allows him to be that role. Because Keon Coleman is a very good receiver, but he's a contested catch guy. He's got to beat you up with his body, make sure you keep you away from the football. That's what he does. Now you bring in Cooper, I think Keon Coleman can find more room now because you've got to put your mind and your attention on Cooper. I think that is huge for Buffalo. And they were the favorites to me in the beginning of the season in the AFC East. I said it. It's out there. This is one of the ones I've been on target with, I think. And now it makes to me even more of a team that should win the AFC East. This is a big move to me.
Well, Charles, I'm going to bring you to the NFC now. With your game this weekend, you got Carolina at Washington. You're going to get to see Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, he's been I feel like you could just take it away from there. I mean, he's been so electrifying to watch now, and you're going to get a up-hand first close look at him.
You're right, Tiffany. Have you had him yet? Have you had Washington yet, Tiffany, yourself?
I haven't had Washington yet. Not this season. Last year.
Okay. Well, we should get together and go see him together. I mean, my goodness. That's where the excitement is. I'll put it to you this way. Let's just advance 1 week, because next week, Chicago's got an open week this week. Just won in London. The last 3-4 games, Caleb Williams has really come on. Next week, Chicago goes to Washington. That was a 1 o'clock game on CBS, and my crew was assigned to it. It got switched yesterday to a 4:25 prime game, right? Slot in the afternoon. And they get Jim Nantz and Tony Romo and Tracy Wolfson. They've gone to the A squad. Why? Teams are playing well, but let's not kid ourselves. Number one pick in the draft, number two pick in the draft, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. Oh, yeah. You're darn right. The country's going to get to watch that. And I am so jealous for those guys. They're getting it. Wonderful deal. But the reason we're watching this is both of them have advanced in a fashion that rookie quarterbacks are not supposed to advance. 3 weeks ago, Chicago fans were murmuring, maybe we should have picked the Daniels kid. So now they're saying, okay, we got the right guy. Washington had the right guy right from the word go. Yeah. Go to number three, Drake May, his first start. His team's not very good, but he acquitted himself nicely. Multiple touchdown passes led the team in rushing. Bo Nix has started from game one with Denver, and despite some ups and downs, has hung in there and given them some flashes and some play. Michael Penix isn't going to play because Kirk Cousins is playing well and Atlanta's doing really well. And then, of course, J.J. McCarthy got hurt. Right now, it's been a pretty banner crop of young quarterbacks playing, probably above where you would expect young quarterbacks to play.
Real quick, Charles, got about 30 seconds left. You mentioned Garrett Wilson is one of those disgruntled type receivers. Well, we got one of those in DK Metcalf that'll be coming in town this weekend for Seattle. What do you make of that Seattle offense? Man, started 3-0 and have lost three straight now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and you mentioned this very short time frame. Remember, they've got three to feed out there in Seattle. It's DK, it's Tyler Lockett, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. So that's not an easy task for any quarterback. And you know what it's like trying to balance it out. Hey, you get some and you get some. But when they get the ball, they're electrifying. The tough part is how you keep them all interested early in the game and make sure they all touch it so that they stay involved.
Charles, we appreciate the excellent insight as always. Hey,
good luck Saturday, man.
Yeah.
Hey, and good luck to you as well. Tiffany, thank you very much. You guys take care of yourselves. Third Saturday in October. It means something in the South, baby. Let's do it.
We appreciate you, Charles. That was Charles Davis. Thanks, Charles. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.